internet continues to shape how we do business. It's where prospects decide who to buy from, you or your competitor. Welcome to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby, the live radio program that gives you strategies for smarter web marketing.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Generation Web. We have a very exciting topic we're going to be talking about today, a very exciting discussion for you lined out. We're going to be talking about referral buzz and social media marketing, and specifically how to leverage the honeymoon period. And I have with me today guest Corey Corfiotis. And he's going to be talking to us about this topic. He is an expert in the field. Corey is an award-winning brand strategist, nationally recognized speaker, and founder and CEO of LegworkSoftware.com. Legwork Software is a revolutionary software that fully automates and monitors client communications that include social media marketing, email, print mail, and gift rewards programs. And so the question we want to ask of our listener audience today is, are you leveraging the honeymoon period, and are you using the web to leverage the honeymoon period? The other question that we're going to ask and answer today is, are you fully automating this entire process of referral marketing and tapping into your customer base to use them as evangelists, really, for your brand and for your business? So I look forward today to interviewing and talking with Corey as he discusses the interplay between word-of-mouth, buzz marketing, and social media. Corey will share with us some unique insights on his theories regarding the honeymoon period, as he calls it, and that is the time frame in which customers are most likely to refer others to your business. Corey will share with listeners the science behind the theory, as well as how to utilize social media and his revolutionary legwork software to capitalize on this honeymoon period, with, at the end of the day, the end goal being turning ordinary buyers into brand loyal referring advocates. That's what every business wants. That's what every business needs. So, Corey, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing some very useful and practical insights with our audience.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. I'm excited to talk with you and hopefully provide the listeners some meat that they can apply to their businesses after we're done today.
Well, I know that will be the case. You and I have spoke a few times previous to this call, to this radio show today, and I know that what you have to share is going to be of use. It's been useful for me in learning more about this topic myself. What we have here today is definitely going to be meaty and interesting. And I just want to invite all the listeners today, if you do have questions or comments at any time, either during the show or afterward, feel free to contact me at matt@optimumwebmarketing.com. Of course, you can also go to genwebmarketing.com and contact me via Twitter or Facebook. The links to those profiles are on the genwebmarketing.com website, and that's genwebmarketing.com. And you can also learn more about contact Corey through his website, legworksoftware.com. So, Corey, tell us a little bit about yourself in 2 minutes or less. Give a
sure.
quick introduction.
I'll do my best. So basically, as you alluded to, the CEO of a company called Legwork Software, and our focus around the software approach is through leveraging social media as well as referral marketing or word-of-mouth marketing. We've been in business for about 15 years, but the software itself has only been around for about 2.5 years. So I've been in the business of word-of-mouth marketing for a while, but as software goes, we're sort of a fledgling startup. But we've got some interesting data that we're looking forward to sharing with the listeners today, specifically regarding the honeymoon period, as you alluded to.
Okay. Just a little more background about yourself. How did you get into this? Kind of what's your background in terms of brand marketing, word of mouth, buzz marketing, social media, et cetera?
Well, obviously, social media as we know it has not been around for 15 years. So in the beginning, I started out in the printing industry. I was a salesman for a print company and learned a lot about traditional offset printing and graphic design and such. And so I was kind of always in the lead role of promoting the companies that I worked for. In this particular case, it was a printer company. So I spent a lot of time with the clients watching over the years how they utilized marketing in their businesses and sort of learned that from a grassroots effort. Later on, I made my way into the newspaper advertising industry, sold advertising for that media for quite a few years, found myself intrigued with the advertising side of the business, more so than the production side of the business. So I started dabbling in the idea of developing my own agency, but really didn't take that leap until after I'd spent a few years working for a dot-com company, to where I learned a lot about online advertising. So I've kind of had a mix of different on-the-job type training, and then I applied that to eventually took the leap of faith and started my own agency and ran that for about 10 years, and then after that moved into legwork software.
Great. Well, thank you for that background. For those of the listeners today, and even myself, when we originally talked, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there about what buzz marketing or word of mouth buzz marketing even is, and why it's important. Secondly,
yeah.
Can you just briefly talk about that? What is word of mouth buzz marketing, and why should businesses be doing it?
Well, as we know, those traditional type advertising tactics, and when I say traditional, I'm typically referring to newspaper, radio, television, billboard. Some of the more common advertising type tactics are becoming less and less effective, especially in the small business marketplace where we tend to focus in on. Reason being is obviously first and foremost is the saturation. There's just so much marketing noise out there in the world. We get bombarded with messages on a daily basis. Secondarily is the lack of belief in traditional advertising. For example, I do a lot of speaking on brand development, and a lot of times what I'll ask the audience is, how many of you have Geico insurance, for example? And a lot of them, don't raise their hand, and that doesn't mean that Geico insurance advertising doesn't work, but when we start breaking it down, what we really find is that a lot of the people that hear those advertising messages don't necessarily believe that they're going to save money by going out to look at their insurance quote on Geico. They're more interested in the relationship, which leads us to where we are today in marketing our businesses. We're really more about an inbound strategy and a word-of-mouth strategy because of the fact that saturated traditional messages aren't working anymore. And so we've resorted to, the old way that we used to do things, which is sort of a relationship marketing approach. The only difference is we're using technology to accomplish it. So I like to call it the building relationships with a virtual handshake. And social media has allowed that virtual handshake, that connection between your customer and you that wasn't available, that two-way communication that wasn't available in really any other medium until the Internet was developed.
So it's taking concepts that have been around since the beginning of time, human relationships, and taking them to the web, and they're already on the web, obviously, via social media, et cetera, but it's just taking that and overlaying or integrating the technology aspect and basically making those, that word of mouth, the power of word of mouth go further, right?
Exactly. I mean, for example, if we look at Facebook, Facebook is obviously the dominant player when we talk about social media. It's the one everyone knows. It's the one everyone's familiar with, and to some degree, someone's either most likely either used it or knows someone who's used it. They have, as I know you've alluded to in your prior shows, they have somewhere around 600 million users currently. 50% of those 600 million users are said to visit their pages once a day. And of that, the brand discussion or topics about business is immense. For example, if you look on the average Facebook wall today, many times you'll see people asking simple things like, who has a house cleaner that they would recommend, for example, or I'm getting new carpet in my house. Does anybody have someone who can help me? There's subgroups that are built within Facebook that are specifically targeted for these, you know, different categories within a marketplace to start communicating back and forth about specific, you know, segments of business. So it's really an amazing, relatively low-cost way to engage fans, or in this case, customers, and learn from those customers and get those customers to become referring advocates back to your business. So really, when we're talking about referral marketing or buzz, you know, word-of-mouth buzz marketing, we're really talking about two-way communication, communication between the brand and the end user or the client, and retaining that relationship and getting that relationship to grow through communication.
Okay. Very interesting, because when you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, from a logical standpoint, you're going to trust. You already have a trust relationship with someone you know. If someone you know says this is good, and you can help amplify that through the web, all the better. So
that's exactly right.
When we come back from the break, we're coming up on a break here. We're going to talk about the honeymoon period, and I know this is something that is very something you're very passionate about, Corey. So we'll touch on that when we come back. And thanks so much for the first segment. And we'll be right back, folks.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. The modern world has experienced fundamental era changes, from the industrial age to the information age to the age of complexity. Technology and globalization are rapidly changing the world we live in. Yet our way of thinking and the conversations that drive our decisions are stuck in the past. To find prosperity, business and communities need the skills to learn new ways of thinking and find the right conversations to move comfortably into the future. How can you sort it all out? Tune in to The Science of Change with Dr. Barbara Berry and Lise Inman, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
You want to know the inside scoop on how today's leaders do business? How they hire and develop top talent? How do they retain top employees and customers? Tune in to Leadership Leverage on the Voice America Business Channel. Every week, Dr. Robert Denker will offer ideas and facilitate discussion with guests that will help shape today's up-and-coming leaders, as well as established leaders in their fields. Listen for Leadership Leverage every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Corey Corfiatis, an expert on word-of-mouth buzz marketing. And we were just speaking before the break about the, you know, what word-of-mouth buzz marketing is and its importance. And we're going to segue now into discussion about the customer honeymoon period, what that is, and what's so important about it, and how we can capitalize on it as businesses.
Yeah, Matt, the interesting thing about how we look at the way consumers purchase products and services, if we really break that down and peel the onion back all the way to its core, it really makes perfect sense what the honeymoon period represents. And so examples that we talk about to explain what the honeymoon period are for example, purchasing a car for the first time. When you purchase a car or just any time you purchase something, typically there's a period of time where your awareness is heightened during that purchase. It's a lot of times you do some research, you go online, you try to learn about the product you're going to purchase, especially if the purchase is something larger and costs more. And once you get done with making those decisions about how you're going to purchase and what you're going to purchase, you go onto the lot, in this case, in this example, you go onto the lot, you buy your car, and then all of a sudden you leave the lot and you start seeing that same car everywhere you go. You see the same color, you see that car that maybe you didn't necessarily notice all the time all of a sudden is in your face everywhere you go. People can probably relate to that example. That is, in a sense, what the honeymoon period is. But what is even more interesting about that from a consumer behavioral perspective is during that time is when it's scientifically proven that we're more likely to refer others to the business because of that heightened awareness. So, Matt, last time we spoke, I mentioned to you the example that our system, Legwork, it captures our clients' information. So those clients that are coming into our software are then the tracked and monitored, and what our system currently houses about 70,000 end users. That data tells us that clients are four times more likely to refer after or during, I should say, this honeymoon period of time that we're talking about than older clients who maybe have been around in your business for, you know, quite some time.
So, wow. Yeah. That is powerful. Four times more likely.
Yeah, it's quite a unique example. And, you know, I talked about it a lot when I was earlier in my career. I talked about the honeymoon period, and I knew it was real, but I didn't have any data to really back it up until our system, you know, started gathering the information to then be able to scientifically look at it from a numbers perspective. Now, here's the interesting thing above and beyond that. So we now know that new customers are four times more likely to refer, but what's even more powerful, Matt, is that eight times more likely to refer more than once. So if there's, you know, if you do nothing else in your business, at least focus on how to make that honeymoon experience as positive and rewarding as possible, because that's where you're going to capitalize on word of mouth buzz, is in that time period that happens. And that time period goes away. Unfortunately, we don't have the data yet to tell us where that data set, you know, drops. In other words, where's the honeymoon period start to dwindle? But we do know that the honeymoon period is quite heightened in the first 2 to 3 weeks of a purchase. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you need to focus in on good communications with new customers during that first 3 weeks of their purchase.
And Corey, this database of 70,000, records, if you will, are we talking all types of businesses, B2B, businesses you sell B2B or B2C included, government agencies, nonprofits? I mean, what's kind of the makeup of that, and what's that representative of? Is it pretty much a good cross section of the U.S.? You know,
well, I would like to think, or I wish I could say that we have, you know, a tremendous cross segment of unique, you know, business information. But the reality is, we focus our businesses focused in primarily within service-based business sector. So, in other words, that doesn't necessarily represent a car dealer. It more represents, say, an insurance agent or a real estate broker or a dentist or a chiropractor. That is where most of that data is coming from. of course, as we grow, our intent would be to provide aggregated data back to our clientele to help them grow their businesses that is more specific to their market segment. But as at this time, because we're, you know, still young, the data is only so deep. But generally speaking, when you break it down by client and you look at a specific client, let's say, for example, a gym, we have a couple of Gold's Gyms as clients of ours. And when we look at their data, no matter whether you're in, you know, Florida, for example, or Washington State, the data seems to be relatively consistent. We see the consistency of the 3 to 5 time likelihood of referral as a new customer as opposed to a customer that's maybe been around for 6 months or 8 months. So, you know, it's pretty rock solid data, even though we're still young.
Yeah, of course. I just didn't know if it was, you know, certain bent towards certain types of business, and that's actually very helpful for folks to hear that. I mean, that's just this whole concept and your software, for example, that automates the process is very revolutionary, very leading edge. I mean, I've not come across anything exactly quite like this anywhere, and so I appreciate you sharing with you know, the data with us to help us understand the need to do this. So, you know, what can, you know, why is it so important, I guess, to have businesses refer, you know, clients, I guess you could say, to refer our business or your business to other businesses? And let's talk a little bit about the Net Promoter Score and NPS and kind of tie that in and how that plays.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you and I talked in prior conversations, we talked about the Gold's Gym example and their indoctrinating the NPS score. And the NPS score, honestly, I think, Matt, you know better about the NPS score than I do, so correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is it stands for Net Promoter Score, or essentially the value that the business might place on a specific individual that's in there, that does business with them, and then that value represents their likelihood to refer others. That Net Promoter Score, when we've done our work with Gold's Gym, directly coincides with the legwork data. So, for example, if the Net Promoter Score, let's say you, Matt, have a Net Promoter Score of 8, in other words, 8 out of 10, you're likely, you know, you're, if the scale is 1 to 10 and you have an 8, you're high on the likelihood of referring someone. Well, that data corresponds directly with the legwork results. So, you know, again, it just reinforces the fact that if you are a new customer coming into a business, because your chances are you're having a good experience, more than likely, that time frame is when you're more likely to tell others about that experience. It makes, again, it makes perfect sense. It doesn't sound that difficult when you break it down, but the reality is we don't think to ask about referrals. We don't think to really put communications in front of customers to inspire them to become brand loyal advocates, because we're used to using traditional tactics. We're used to placing an ad out on the radio and expecting, you know, results to come back to us, which, again, that does work. But what happens if, when you get the customer in, what do you do with them then? And so our goal, our focus with, you know, the legwork system is to really make sure that when that customer comes in brand new, that the messaging is tailored in such a way that it garners new referrals and a longer-term relationship.
Yeah, and it seems like, in, you know, small business or large, it does seem like there is that tendency to, you know, as you get a new customer in the door, you kind of think, okay, they're my customer, I can breathe easy, I got a new customer, now I'm going to focus on my next customer, instead of realizing that it's, and I think you posted on your Twitter page today, you know, how much more expensive it is and costly to actually try to get new customers than it is to just keep the ones you have happy. And the value there that is often so overlooked, and as we get
you know, lost in the forest, we forget that we have customers and they can be very powerful advocates for us. And I know as a marketer myself, I think one of the fears too is businesses, you know, as you bring on a new customer, you know, I think there's a fear there that you're going to annoy your new customer or you don't want to inundate them with communications. Corey, is that way of thinking false?
Well, I think it's how you communicate more okay. so the volume than the volume that you should worry about. Let me give you an example. It's a great story that I think is one that depicts what legwork, you know, one of the ways and reasons legwork was created. So my wife, she's a lovely woman. She loves a store called Lucy. And Lucy, for those that don't know, is kind of a sporty, activewear type of a business. And we live in a smaller town, so it takes us about 2.5 hours or so to get to Seattle, which I'm sure your listeners have heard of. And so we travel to Seattle to do some of our, you know, bigger shopping, for example. And every time we go, we have to go to Lucy because my wife loves that store. Well, I watched her for several months over a period of time as we were developing the legwork software, and she would pull out of her purse when we would go to Lucy, she would pull out of her purse a nicely designed loyalty reward and place it on the table as she would make her purchase. And then ironically, when we would go back to the house, you know, several weeks later, another offer would come to that business, from that business. So they were doing a great job of retaining her as a customer.
Well, Corey, sounds like a great story. Let's continue it after the break. We're coming up on a break here in just a couple seconds. And thanks, listeners. We'll be right back.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network. The generation of the web is now. Your competitors are on the web, your prospects are on the web, and they're looking for you. So, are they finding you, or are your competitors getting the business you deserve? Tune in to Generation Web with your host, Matt Dalby. Gain critical insight that your business simply can't live without. Generation Web airs live Thursdays at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, 2300 UTC on Voice America Business.
Technology is intended to improve our lives and solve the world's problems, but technology in itself is a complex myriad of concepts, ideas, and security. How do we sort it all out? Tune in to Technology Today with host Ajay Gupta. The program will go inside the world of technology with innovators, engineers, CEOs, and government officials. Our topics will include green technology, healthcare technology, and cybersecurity. Listen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in to It's Your Money with host Bill Pfeifferlich. You'll get an eye-opening education about some of the misconceptions of the financial world. If you are a business owner, working professional, or successful American, you will benefit from the information on our program. Our guests will include financial service professionals, international tax and estate attorneys, and CPAs. We'll identify solutions that you can implement now to get the most of your money. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for It's Your Money on Voice America Business. Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking about word-of-mouth buzz marketing and the interplay between that, social media marketing, and leveraging the honeymoon period. Corey, you were sharing with us a story about your wife and some exciting shopping experiences, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I know about those myself, by the way. My wife likes to shop as well.
I had to cut myself off. I heard the music playing, and I figured I better wait for the break. So to close that comment up, my point there was that, you know, inevitably those postcards or loyalty rewards would show up in the mailbox as we would get back to the house, you know, within a week or so from her purchase. And I watched this process go on for a period of time, and I watched, you know, Flicka continue. Flicka is the name of my wife. She would continue to put these things, you know, these rewards in her purse, and this process went on for about 6 months. And finally, I stopped her and I said, "You know, honey, do you realize how many times you have made purchases at this Lucy store because of those coupons?" And she said, "Well, actually, I'm saving money, so it's, you know, no big deal."
I've heard that argument before.
Yeah. So, you know, whether she's actually saving money or not is of course not really the end of the story, or the moral of the story. The moral of the story is that Lucy did a tremendous job of creating a member program in which they used her data or her information to continue to track, monitor, and interact with her. In this case, they used direct mail. Now we're, you know, 5 or 6 years later, and my guess is that they probably have ways of interacting with her from a social media perspective now as well. And so, you know, having that interactivity with an individual customer is really that tighter relationship, and understanding the behavior of that customer is really where the honeymoon period flourishes.
Okay. Yeah, and by doing that, in the example of Lucy, they are getting a loyal customer that hopefully your wife is going to probably tell her friends about it, right?
Absolutely.
And they will in turn go purchase as well and then sign up, and then they get the same promotions, if you will, or the same postcards or social media communications, whatever the case might be. And then, of course, the cycle continues. And so that's where I think this concept of, are your customers promoters of your business is very important. And the net promoter score, just to kind of quickly jump back to that concept, many folks may not be familiar with that, but it's basically a theory that was formulated that basically kind of, in a lot of ways, has tied the score to customers who are going to continue to buy from you. So it's not just, I mean, it's thought of historically as customer satisfaction, but the net promoter score basically comes and says, this theory says, it's not just customer satisfaction, it's customer satisfaction with a price tag associated with it. In other words, customers, you don't want to just have customers be satisfied so they're just happy, but it's been proven scientifically that customers that are happy and satisfied with your business, products, services, whatever, are going to evangelize your business and share about your business with other people that they know, and then those people are going to buy as well. So it's directly or indirectly, however you look at it, tied to sales. Having happy customers that you're communicating to regularly equates to money at the end of the day. So that's why this is so powerful, and that's why I wanted to kind of quickly jump back to that concept.
That's a very good point, Matt. I think the other thing that to dovetail off of that is most small businesses have trouble understanding the fact that data in today's world is where you have the leg up, and that capturing data is not as scary or as expensive as maybe a lot of small business owners might think. And social media, specifically Facebook and email, are two areas in which you can capture data, not just demographic data, but polling data, referring data. Every aspect of analytics that you need can be simply set up to capture the information to help determine a net promoter score. So, you know, not being fearful of these tools that are out there is really step one, because they are out there and they are very helpful in helping a small business owner compete better because they understand better how to return on those relationships.
Great. Before we segue into talking about, and I'm sure the listeners right now are just waiting with bated breath to as we start to talk about
you know, what does this mean in terms of online marketing, social media? How do we tie it all together in terms of the honeymoon period, the word of mouth buzz marketing? How do we tie it together when it comes to social media marketing? Before we segue into that, Corey, any other comments specifically related to the honeymoon period that we would want our listeners to know about?
Well, I think just setting up a specific set of strategic deliverables that you know your customers would benefit from. We are in a world of what I call the handshake, the virtual handshake or relationship economy. You know, so we're not in the business anymore of interruptive or selling techniques. We're in the business of relational or providing services or information that clients can use to their benefit. And the more you can set up a strategic process during that honeymoon period that helps to deliver valuable information for whatever it is that you can offer to further strengthen that relationship within about a two-week time period of when their first purchase is, no matter what that looks like, you will have done yourself a great service just by capitalizing on that time period.
Okay. And speaking of which, capitalizing on that period, how can businesses leverage social media to capitalize on the honeymoon period, and how does that tie in with word-of-mouth buzz marketing?
Well, I'll give you an example of how the legwork system works, and I promised you, Matt, that I would, you know, not make this a sales pitch for legwork. What I want to talk about, though, is the system behind which legwork just automates. So I always tell, you know, clients or non-clients, that is, when I talk about legwork, I'm only using it because it was built as a system. And so what legwork essentially does is automate the process that I'm going to tell you. Whether you use an automation tool or not, the process is still strategically thought out. And so the first thing that you need to do is set up a way in which you can thank every new customer. I mean, that's just as simple as that. And so you need some kind of methodology for how you're going to deliver that message. And in Legwork's case, we use a thank you card, a printed thank you card in the traditional, you know, standard way. That gets delivered through the Legwork system the minute that their new customer, our customer's new customer, gets entered into the database. So that kicks off that honeymoon period relationship. Then within about a week's time period from that, we make sure that that customer receives a second piece of communication. In our case, it's a printed piece. And that piece of communication inspires that person to refer. It's got specific data points about, you know, if you refer, you'll get a reward. In a lot of cases, we give a gift card away, for example, like a $25 Starbucks card or a Home Depot card or something that has value. And again, check your marketplace and your specific laws that regulate, you know, your specific industry. But most of the time, that's a perfectly valid offering.
Okay, so you have the thank you card, and I assume we don't probably have time to get into it, but we're obviously, you're incorporating offline, you know, traditional marketing, and we're obviously not on this show. I've never on the show said, you know, traditional marketing is bad or not good. More the question is, are you using the web? And you should be, but integrate it with your other efforts. I mean, having a good marketing mix that sometimes includes traditional marketing is very important. So don't hear what we're not saying. It is important. But so you have the thank you card, Corey, or somehow thanking them, whether it's right, can you have, is there an email, or sometimes it's maybe hard to get an email, is that kind of part of the reason why you use the postcard, or is it just visual, or?
Well, it's threefold. One is, let's be clear about traditional or offline tactics versus targeted tactics. So it's not a direct mail or something that someone gets in the mail that's thrown away because they already have a relationship with you at that point.
Gotcha.
So for example, if I'm a doctor and I provide you services and then I give you a thank you card, it's coming to you from your doctor. So it's a much more direct or inbound approach. It's not a broadcast type of approach. And you're right. Most small businesses don't capture email from their clientele like they should. So the next, second aspect to why we use direct mail in our particular process is to each piece has a driver to Facebook, and it's designed to tell the client, look, if you go to Facebook, you have a chance to, you know, win, write a testimony, like our page, enter a contest, all these different ways, these different methodologies to drive them to Facebook to where you capture the data that you need for future word-of-mouth marketing. Because when a person likes your Facebook page, as you know, Matt, you've then captured them in what's called an opt-in approach to be able to communicate to them on an ongoing basis through Facebook. But then our contesting tools allow us to then capture their email, potentially more information depending on what's pertinent to that particular business strategy, but
okay.
Specifically email.
Okay. And we're coming up onto a break here again, Corey. So just quickly walk us through, I mean, the process. You send them a gift card, and then what happens next? I mean, how does social media kind of tie in with all of this?
Well, the social media aspect is, again, to capture the data and to continue to retain that client and get them to refer others.
Okay.
So we use offline tools, specifically print, to drive them online to say, go to our Facebook page or go to our website or whatever specific strategy, and then Facebook specifically is used to market to them on an ongoing basis.
Okay. More about that when we come back from the break.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking to soar with the eagles instead of being grounded with the turkeys? Why not have a gorilla help you out? Listen every week for Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl with host Joby Dixon. Joby has made a living out of helping organizations and individuals become more creative, inventive, and innovative. The show closely parallels Joby's book of the same name. It'll include the process to innovate, how to rewire your brain for creativity, exercises, case studies, and more. Tune in to Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
Intense and intelligent. Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, keeps you informed of the ideological, theological, and economic war being waged against the United States of America. Kevin Lehman's bold and brilliant style challenges your deepest held beliefs and provokes you to ask the hard questions, religious, scientific, political, or financial. Kevin is holding the establishment's feet to the fire. With high-profile guests that include politicians, economists, theologians, and business titans. He'll demand truth over tradition and facts over fiction. Full of passion, wisdom, and wit, Kevin's transparent and no-nonsense style make Catch Kevin unscripted and uncensored, the go-to show for real insight on business, politics, social issues, and breaking news. It's time to get real, America. It's time to tackle the tough issues head on. Tune in to Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Welcome back. We are talking about the captivating, leading-edge topic of social media marketing, word-of-mouth buzz marketing, and the automation that goes behind all of that to help create more customer word-of-mouth to help grow your business. Corey, let's continue to talk about the concept of the multi-touch approach as it comes to your software and just the concept in general of tapping into the honeymoon period and leveraging that.
Yeah, you bet. So as we were talking about prior to the break, you need to drive people to the social media sources. It's not to say that people won't come to your Facebook page just by having a page, but you need a multi-touch approach to be able to attract the volume and frequency required to really have a success. So we always incorporate the direct thank you card aspect to get people to Facebook. So the thank you card to the new prospect or new customer always has a call to action on it that says, go like our Facebook page for a chance to win. And then on the Facebook page, we customize using iFrames graphics, we customize a landing page or what's called a squeeze page, and that typically is a way to capture the data that you need to then continue to market to that customer ongoing to inspire them to refer and stay with you in your business. Because obviously, with all of the marketing that's going on in the world, we have to stay in good communication with our customers, and social marketing allows us to do that by staying in connection and being able to have two-way communication. There's no other source in the world that allows you to have two-way communication other than face-to-face or the phone or text messaging, I suppose. So really, you've got this powerful ability to capture a client's information and then communicate back to them and engage them, which is the next thing I wanted to refer to, is when a customer becomes integrated into your social marketing venue or efforts, you have the opportunity to then spread the message beyond the walls, the virtual walls of your Facebook page, and we call this virality. So the next thing that we do is make sure that we stay active on the Facebook page, and in our case, Legwork does this for the customer, but you, whether you automate it or not, that communication to inspire people to continue to dialogue with you, so that every time they dialogue with you, that data is then placed on their walls and then shared with their fans. So the virality, in other words, has that opportunity to spread that message beyond just your fan base but into other fan bases as well, which is how you get the message to go beyond, you know, just your fan base. I'm actually sitting here looking at, which I think is a great example, I'm looking at a person who posted a picture of their new billboard in downtown Seattle and said, have you checked out our new billboard? This is on Facebook. And there's been four people that have liked this particular photograph, and then several people have commented on it, and there's this whole dialogue string going on about this traditional billboard. So again, it's just a great example of how you can create a billboard and then utilize it in at further virally casting your message.
So taking that on, or that traditional aspect of marketing, and taking it on the web, and then continuing the conversation. And I think that's a key point that you've surfaced here, Corey, and that is incorporating the social media aspect with the thank you cards, with the initial, you know, giveaway offer to new customers when they refer, and incorporating that so that the discussion is continued. It's just an ongoing conversation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then you've not lost that relationship with that customer. And here's the amazing thing about it is this sounds extremely time intensive, and it can be, but it also, there are tools, not just Legwork, there are tools out there that allow you a way to aggregate and send out this information in an automated manner. And so, again, that's without sounding too biased, I think Legwork does it best, but in the case of automation, there are tools out there that allow you to capture information on your customers and then market to your customers and then manage or monitor those conversations to stay involved in the communication. And you can learn so much from your customers. This lady on this billboard wrote a comment on this billboard I just referred to. She says, I can see it from my kitchen window. I'm so much happier looking at this than the McDonald's billboard that used to be there. So just it's a great example of dialoguing about brand, and all they did was post a picture of their billboard and said, "What do you think?"
Very interesting. Very interesting. Very powerful as well. So what happens next? So the process is automated at the honeymoon period. Is there like a next phase, next step when it comes to the buzz marketing aspect of all this?
Well, first and foremost is data is everything. So if you don't put the data into something, whether it's your brain, so you remember to send out thank you cards or some automation tool, you know, data is everything. So getting the right information from the customer that allows you to start learning from the customer and growing the virality from the customer is step one. So,
well, I'm glad that my brain is not the receptacle for that information, because the marketing program would certainly fail.
Well, I got to tell you, you're preaching to the choir. That's why we built Legwork, was so you didn't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
I love it.
But regardless, you've got to create a database for yourself in whatever manner, capture that information, and then create a manner to communicate to that client within that two-week honeymoon period window, and then stay in communication with that client through what some people refer to as drip marketing, or just a nice steady flow of marketing throughout the year in the form of email, social media wall postings, tweets, blogging, whatever methodology that you can implement to stay in communication and stay at the top of mind of that customer that you worked so hard to build that relationship with. And all along the way, you plant the seed about referrals, and then you reward referrals unconditionally. And we have, in our business, we have numerous examples of growing a business from what I call the inside out, meaning that just by focusing on customers, their businesses are growing, you know, tenfold, as opposed to worrying about spending external dollars that are hard to track, hard to monitor, and hard to get results.
Okay, Corey, this has been very insightful, and as we get close to wrapping up here, what is one thing or two things that you'd like our listeners to go away with today?
Well, obviously the honeymoon period. No matter how you capitalize on that, find a way to communicate to your customers and thank them unconditionally for their business and let them know you care. You'll get tenfold the business out of it. Focus on that. Second of all, ask for referrals in some way, shape, or form that you feel comfortable with, and ask early. Don't wait. And don't ignore your existing customers, certainly. I mean, stay in communication with those older customers, but focus on the new ones. Kind of consider 80% towards the new customer, 20% on the old customer, in terms of how much frequency I want to communicate to them. And then taper it back as that customer, you know, moves along in the relationship. But
okay.
those are really the main points.
Wonderful, wonderful. Some good practical takeaways. And like at the end of every show, we're not going to let you get off easy today. Should you choose to accept the challenge, we are giving homework, as we do every week, if I can call it that. Take what Corey has shared today, what you've heard, what you've learned, and start implementing these principles, because the more you apply, the more you learn, the more you apply, the more you will learn, and the more you learn, the more you will see and be able to tap into more opportunities as they come up. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Corey Korfatis today, and thank you so much, Corey. It's been very useful. For more information, go to legworksoftware.com or genwebmarketing.com. So until next week, all the best of success with all of your web marketing adventures. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Generation Web. Please join your host, Matt Dalby, again next Thursday at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another show full of great web marketing strategies on the Voice America Business Channel. Until next week, continue the discussion and get exclusive insights at www.genwebmarketing.com. That's genwebmarketing.com.